Here's a promise that sounds amazing. AI can capture everything. Every meeting, every conversation, every rambling voice memo you record while driving. Transcribed in seconds, searchable, saved forever. And here's the reality. You have 14 transcripts in a folder you haven't opened in 3 months. You have voice memos on your phone from last year that you keep meaning to go through. You have notes from a conference that felt important at the time, and now you can't remember why you saved them. You captured everything, and it might as well not exist. There's a scene at the end of the Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Ark of the Covenant, this world-changing artifact, gets put in a wooden crate. The crate gets wheeled into a giant government warehouse, rows and rows of identical crates, stretching into the distance. Top men, we're told, are working on it. No one is working on it. It's going to sit there forever. That warehouse? That's your Google Drive. That's your downloads folder. That's every transcript you saved and never looked at again. Capturing isn't the point. What happens next is. Today, I want to talk about how to use AI as a capture and processing assistant, not a replacement for your thinking, and how to build a simple process for turning raw input into something you can actually use without drowning in it. You're listening to Think Like a Librarian, Systems for Curious Minds. I'm Meredith, and this is Episode 7, Humane AI. Before we talk about what to do with a transcript, I want to back up and ask a question most productivity advice skips. Should you be capturing this at all? Because AI makes capture so easy. Hit record, get transcript, done. We've stopped asking whether something belongs in our collection in the first place. Librarians ask this question constantly. It's called acquisition, and it's not automatic. Every item that comes into a library has to earn its place. Shelf space is finite. Staff time is finite. A collection that accepts everything becomes unusable. Your attention works the same way. So here's a filter. Before you hit record, before you save that transcript, ask, will I need this again? Not, might this be useful someday? Will I need this? Is there a specific future moment where I'll want to retrieve this information? If you can't imagine that moment, maybe you don't need to capture it. Is this generative or routine? A brainstorm session where new ideas emerge? That's generative, worth capturing. A status meeting where everyone reports what they're working on? That's routine. Let it pass. If nothing new was created, there's nothing to save. Can I reconstruct this if I need to? Some information is easy to find again. You don't need to save a transcript of someone explaining something that you could Google. Save the things you can't recreate. The insights, the connections, the ideas that only existed in that conversation. Do I have consent? This one's not optional. Recording other people requires permission. That's ethical baseline, and in many places, legal requirement. Don't skip it. You already sense this, even if you haven't said it out loud. Capturing something doesn't mean you'll use it. It just means you'll feel vaguely guilty about not using it. Every transcript in your archive is a tiny promise you made to yourself. I'll process this later. And when later never comes, that promise turns into wait. Digital clutter is still clutter. It takes up mental space, even when it takes up almost no storage space. So, the first act of humane AI use is restraint. Not everything needs to be captured. Some conversations can just be conversations. Some meetings can just be meetings. The warehouse in Raiders isn't a system. It's a graveyard with good intentions. Let's not build one of those. Let's say you've decided something is worth capturing. You hit record, the AI does its thing, and now you have a transcript. Here's what you don't have. Knowledge. A transcript is a record. It's raw material. It's every word that was spoken, including the ums, the tangents, the 5 minutes spent troubleshooting someone's audio. It's not organized. It's not prioritized. It's just everything in order. That's useful for one thing, going back to check exactly what was said. Like a court reporter's transcript. Accurate, complete, and almost impossible to learn from. This is the transcript problem. The output isn't the outcome. I've fallen into this trap more times than I want to admit. An interview or a coaching call or a planning session, I get the transcript, I save it in the right folder with a reasonable file name, and I feel like I've done something. I haven't done anything. I've just made a crate and wheeled it into the warehouse. Let me tell you about a deadline panic I had recently. I was in a coaching program with a hard deadline to submit answers through a form, a chance to get personalized feedback from another expert coach. I knew I had already done the thinking. My answers existed somewhere. The form was linked to the event database item. That's where my answer should have been, but they weren't there. So I searched my Notion dashboards, my Google Docs, my ChatGPT history, my Notion chat history, everywhere I could think of. I didn't find them in time. I ended up redoing the work from scratch, which meant I got my answers in, but I lost the time and I lost the texture of what I'd thought through the first time around. The capture happened, but the classification didn't. And that made it unfindable when it counted. Raw capture isn't knowledge. It's material. And material that never gets processed might as well not exist. So, what does processing look like? I break it down into three stages. Each one is a decision point, not just a step, but a choice about what moves forward. You're deciding what matters enough to carry forward. Stage one, transcript. This is your raw capture. Everything that was said in order. Its job is to be accurate and complete. That's it. Stage two, notes. This is where you extract what matters. You're not summarizing the whole transcript. You're identifying the parts worth keeping, the insights, the decisions, the questions that need follow-up, the things you'd want to remember in 6 months. Notes are selective. They require judgment. This is the stage most people skip. Stage three, asset. An asset is something you can use. It's not just captured, not just noted. It's shaped for a purpose. An asset might be a blog post draft, a set of action items with owners, a reference document that you'll link to later, a quote you'll use in a presentation, a set of questions for a future conversation. The difference between notes and assets is intention. Notes say, this mattered. Assets say, here's what I'm going to do with it. What I'm describing? This episode is the example. This very episode you're listening to went through all three stages. Stage one. I captured ideas in daily journaling, meeting notes, random thoughts about AI and capture and the Raiders warehouse metaphor, scattered across different places, different days. Stage two, I pulled the relevant pieces into an episode outline. That's where I decided what mattered for this topic. Not everything I'd captured about AI made the cut, just the parts that fit this specific conversation about processing, not drowning. Stage three. I shaped it into assets. This script, the show notes you'll find online, the social posts I'll share when it goes live. The funnel, hundreds of scattered captures over weeks and months became a few pages of outline and became this episode. Most of what I captured didn't make it through, and that's the point. Each stage is a filter. Each stage is a decision. Transcript to notes, what matters? Notes to asset, what's this for? If you skip these decisions, you're just accumulating. This is exactly where AI gets tempting again. AI can summarize a transcript for you. It can pull out key points. It can generate action items. And that sounds like it solves the problem, right? Let the machine do the processing. But here's what AI can't do. It can't know what matters to you. AI summaries are based on patterns, what a key point looks like statistically, what resembles an action item structurally. But your actual priorities, the thing that was said casually that actually changes everything, the subtext that matters more than the text, AI doesn't see that. You do. This is important enough that I want to put a pause on it. A transcript is a record. It's as close to neutral as we get. A documentation of what was said. A summary is an interpretation. It's the AI making editorial choices about what's important and what isn't. What to include, what to leave out, how to frame it. When you let AI summarize, you're outsourcing editorial judgment. And that's fine if you know you're doing it. But don't mistake the summary for the source. If something matters, go back to the transcript. Verify. Check context. AI is a processing assistant, not a replacement for your judgment. The real question is where your judgment matters most, at the what matters stage. AI can highlight things that look important. You decide what actually is. At the what's this for stage, AI has no idea what you're trying to do with this information. Only you know that. At the verification stage, if you're going to quote someone, act on a decision, or share information with others, check it against the source. I'll be honest, I've experimented with letting AI do more of the heavy lifting. And here's what I've learned. Recently, I turned on AI meeting notes for a workshop call. I figured it would help me catch things while I was also taking manual notes. A backup system, right? It works, technically. The AI generated a summary, listed some key points, noted some action items. But when I reviewed it later, it didn't tell me much that I didn't already know. The AI captured the obvious stuff, the things anyone paying attention would have noticed. What it missed were the subtle moments. The tone shift when someone hesitated before answering, the offhand comment that sparked a bigger idea I wanted to follow up on, the thing I noticed because I was present in the conversation, not just recording it. AI can capture what was said, you catch what it meant. That's the difference, and that's why you stay in the loop. AI can assist the process. It can't replace the judgment. Stay in the loop where it matters. Time for workflow wisdom. One of the recurring segments on this show where I take what we just talked about and give you something concrete to try this week. Short, practical, no extras. This week's is for processing AI transcripts without letting them pile up. Nothing fancy, just a structure that keeps you from losing what matters. Step one, capture with intention. Before you hit record, know why. What do you hope to get out of this? That intention shapes what you'll look for later. A quick note here. A growing number of AI transcription tools now let you set custom instructions or choose a template based on the type of recording. A workshop, a client call, a solo voice memo. Some even let you build your own. Notion AI Meeting Notes does this. So do Fireflies, Otter, and Fathom, among others. If you use any of these tools, it's worth exploring. Because if you tell the tool what kind of meeting it is before you hit record, you get output that's already shaped for what you need, instead of a wall of undifferentiated text that you have to sort through later. Step two, same day skim. Within 24 hours, ideally right after the conversation, skim the transcript. Not to process it fully, just to mark the moments that stood out. Highlight, bold, emoji, whatever works. 5 minutes max. This is your future self's treasure map. Step three, weekly processing. Once a week, go through your marked up transcripts. Pull the highlights into notes. Decide what becomes an asset. If you don't process it within a week, be honest with yourself. You're probably not going to. Either process it or let it go. The warehouse doesn't need more crates. Step four, name it for retrieval. When you save your notes or assets, use a naming convention that helps future you. Date, context, type. Not meetingnotes.md, but 2024-03-15 underscore project X underscore kickoff underscore notes.md. Even better, add a one-line summary at the top. Key decisions from kickoff meeting, action items assigned. Future you is a stranger. Leave them a map. This week, try the three steps. Just once, take one transcript you've been sitting on, skim it, mark what matters, pull the highlights into notes, and decide what's the asset. What's this actually for? And if you can't figure out what it's for, let it go. Close the crate, wheel it out of the warehouse and into the dumpster. And then notice, how does that feel? AI capture tools are genuinely amazing. We can preserve conversations that would have evaporated. We can return to ideas that would have slipped away. That's a gift. But a gift you never open is just clutter. The warehouse at the end of Raiders isn't protecting the Ark, it's hiding it, making it unfindable, making it useless. Don't do that to your ideas. Capture with intention. Process with judgment. Turn material into something you can actually use. If AI transcripts are piling up and haunting you, I made a free download called the Capture to Content Checklist. It walks you through transcripts to notes to assets so you can capture with intention and actually use what you record. Grab it at thinklikealibrarian.com/capture. That's humane AI. That's thinking like a librarian. Thanks for listening. I'm Meredith, and this has been Think Like a Librarian.